Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Come on, 3, 3, 3. Push my knuckles, shake a tree.
Where are you, Jade?
3, 3. Push my knuckles, shake a tree. To the left, to the right. Jump
all
on
right.
Down and two.
Just so you know, that Jade is now singing Agadoo. Push my knuckle? Is that what you said? Push my knuckle?
Is it push my knuckle, shake a tree?
Push pineapple,
shake
a tree. Yes.
Push pineapple, shake a tree. That kind of makes more sense than pushing someone's knuckle.
Well, that is right. Well, look, if you've just joined us, this is the podcast.
Oh, we do.
Well, no, we're on. We're on. We got your entire performance. Yeah. People are blessed today. They're turned on the podcast. They've got a push my knuckle, shake a tree.
You're not the only one who's musically gifted, Damo.
Wow, I tell you. Hey, we got no straining today.
Well, where's the big guy? I thought that's what we were waiting for. What's he doing?
Oh, here he comes. G'day. It's Straney. my name is Straney. I'm from Australia.
That's terrible.
If you want, you can send me an email on adam.straney.
Do you know where he is? He's on the toilet every day at 9 o'clock. He does a mad dash to the loo.
Mad dash. He does. Gee,
I don't know.
Must
be the All Brand.
I just know that. All Brand.
Yeah, it's not All Brand.
All I know is that if he's down in the loo, I don't go anywhere near it.
No.
The seat, I went in one time after him.
Yeah.
Seat was extremely warm for one thing. And that's even, I put toilet roll and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Still very warm. The room was warm.
Oh, you don't want that. You do not want
that. The room.
The air was thick. You could cut it with a knife.
Yeah, so Straney, he's going to be regretting not being here today. But anyway, that's the way it works.
That's right.
All right.
It's happened to all of us.
We've all been there.
His own fault.
That's it.
We should have held on for 2 minutes more.
It's a learning curve. Learning curve. He's been in the industry 20 years. He hasn't learned this one. But anyway, we let him off. And this is the podcast. If you missed it, well, you missed it. But if you did.
Miss the podcast. They miss the podcast. I wouldn't be hearing this.
I never know how to wrap these things up. So if you are here, you're enjoying yourself. If you're not, well, you missed that.
Straney, come back.
I woke up without a smile on my dial this morning, Jade.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you ever have any reoccurring dreams? Just a dream that kind of pops along all the time.
I feel like these days I don't even get into a deep enough sleep to have a reoccurring dream. I have a reoccurring dream that a child keeps hopping into bed next to me and pushing me out of it, and then I realise it's true. Last night it was Lulu.
You said, Milko, stop it. You cannot get into this bed.
That is a reoccurring reality.
What, do you have one?
You know what? I every now and then when I can't sleep, I take melatonin. All right.
Oh, yes.
So melatonin helps you get into a deep sleep because I've always had issues with sleeping over the years. I've been on and off. Sometimes I sleep great and other times I can't sleep at all. But every time I take melatonin, I go into a massive deep sleep and I have the same dream. And I had it last night.
What's the dream?
That I'm a ninja. That I am.
Oh, God.
No, that I am a ninja fighting for someone's honor.
And really? Your own or something?
No, it's a girl. It's someone.
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's Ireland. If Ireland's listening right now,
it's definitely Ireland.
I would imagine it's Ireland.
Actually,
in that
no. From what we've heard about you and her, she'd be fighting for your honour.
She'd be jumping in there. Yeah. Get away from my husband.
Saving her damsel in distress.
I agree. I reckon that his dream is that he's a female ninja.
Yeah, that's.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, no. The thing is, every time I have this dream, I wake up, and I wake up doing that in my sleep, and Eileen always turns around to me.
Sorry, how do you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, wow, okay.
I wake up and I'm punching the air, and Eileen's always going to go, damn it. Wake up there. You're having a dream about a ninja again. You're dreaming that you're a ninja again. But it's such a disappointing thing when you discover that you're not a ninja.
No.
You know, when you actually wake up and you get out of bed and you look at yourself and you go, where did all the ninja go? I looked up though.
What does it mean? It's have a meaning.
All right. Well, when you have a dream that you're a ninja, it represents aspects of yourself that are expert or perfect. It also says negatively, it says that you're passive aggressive.
So you got the pent up frustration and anger.
But then it also says potentially a cool dude.
Bullshit.
Yeah. No, it says cool dude.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, I think I've got a problem.
What, I think just one?
Okay, I've led myself into that, haven't I? Okay. Actually, I was surprised Strainey didn't jump in there. It was an open forum there. You know what? I mentioned to you a while ago the kids have been practicing music around the house, and I have a tendency of jumping in on their music practice and kind of taking
like
over.
Like that time that they were jamming and you went in there and sat down and were like, cool, guys, let's go. And they both looked at you and were like,
They weren't too happy. Okay, no,
they ended up leaving.
They left. So yesterday, Jarvis, my 15-year-old, he's been practicing his lines because he's auditioning for My Fair Lady.
Oh, nice! Okay.
School musical, My Fair Lady. He's auditioning for the role of Higgins. Now Higgins is the elocution teacher.
Right? He teaches her how to become a lady.
That's it, exactly.
That's good role. That's
it. So I go into Jarvis and say, how are you getting on? And he's going through the lines, and I go, no worries. I'll read your lines with you. I'll be Eliza Doolittle. She's the girl.
I'll
be Eliza Doolittle. And I get
it's
into
good
it.
You're helping him out.
Yeah, well, I get fully into it. And I'm putting on the, hello, governor. Oh, I'm Eliza Doolittle. You know, I was really getting into it.
Getting into character.
Oh, yeah.
Channeling Audrey Hepburn. Was Audrey Hepburn who was Eliza?
Yeah. And, you know, I was really getting into it. And he was doing his lines. He was Higgins. He was like, you barbarous wretch. And all this sort of stuff. Really, really fantastic English and all the rest. When he got to the end of it, I said, okay, that's really, really cool. Okay, I tell you what, you be Eliza and I'll be Higgins now. Let me have a go of being Higgins. I just wanted it. I was curious.
That's not your role. That's his role that he's going for.
No, but I wanted to show him as an example.
I'll give him some tips about how it could be done by a professional.
So I got into it, and you know, I got to the end of the speech, and I said, hey, Jarvis, let's do it again. I think I can do it better. All right.
Oh, God! Whose audition is this?
Give me another shot at this, all right? Give me one more shot at this.
Is there an age cutoff for this? The auditions for this show?
I want the role. I want the role. He was disgusted. Poor guy. I mean, geez, Jarvis, he did turn around to me because Jarvis is a very polite fella.
Yes.
You know, and after four goals of being Eliza Doolittle, he eventually turned around and said, come on, Dad, whose audition is it? He had enough.
Good boy.
No, he didn't. And then Eileen came along and said, come on, Damien.
Time to go.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Yeah.
Your school years are over, mate.
You had your chance.
Too little, too late.
That's it. Come on, move along.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damo, have you ever penned a letter?
Like a letter to a friend.
No, not like old school letters. Oh, well,
my darling, it's been 7 years since I've been in the trenches.
I've been
missing you.
No, okay, settle down. We're not in World War II. If you ever penned a letter to a company, like you weren't happy with something, so you've written...
My darling Cadbury's.
When I say...
My chocolate bar has been wrong.
Look, it could be an email, okay? Let's catapult ourselves into the 21st century.
Let's hope it's an email, because I can't put up with him talking like that anymore.
I've got to talk like that for the rest of today.
If you got a product or something that you weren't happy with and you thought, you know what? I'm going to pen a letter. I'm going to write an email. I'm going to send it to the company because I'm not happy with
it. Well, it was all the rage when we were growing up. You heard those urban myths about people who wrote off to companies and then they gave them a lifetime supply of chocolate or nappies. Nappies was the one thing.
Really?
It was always nappies.
So people
cigarette companies used to give you a lifetime supply of cigarettes.
I had a mate who did that for chips, and he said all of my chips were green. They were off. He wrote to the company. He sent the packet back within about a month. They sent him two big, huge boxes of chips.
Well, see, I recently did it for the first time. I've never done it before.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
Well, I got some organic frozen veggies from the shop. And, like, they're so easy with the kids. They're already cut up and everything. You just got to put them in the microwave.
Oh, can you buy things like that?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah, so, but all the beans were mank. Like, and the whole packet, they were, like, white and brown. And I tried cooking them. I thought, hey, we'll be right.
Don't worry about the kids.
Like, you couldn't even chew them. There was so gross. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to let the company know, because if it was my product, I'd want someone to tell me. So I wrote them a letter, an email. They got back to me yesterday, apologising, say thanks for the heads up.
That's
we pride ourselves
nice.
On our produce and the quality of our produce. We're going to send you a gift voucher and you'll be able to reimburse yourself. Can you please let us know where you got it so we can chase up that batch, because we don't want anyone else to have the same experience.
Them.
Yeah, heads are going to roll. And so I was like, that's a great outcome. My husband, on the other hand, he got some beer recently, and it was craft beer, and he had to do some measurements because he's doing a distilling course. So he was using beers to measure. And he realised when he tipped it out that the beer that was meant to be 375 mils, there was only 300 mils of beer in there.
And he's like, hang on a minute. You do not mess with someone's beer.
Shortchanged by a mouthful.
And the thing is, because it's actually illegal for beer not to be what it says it is, because people actually can get in trouble. Like, if your beer is not the right measurement, you could be over the limit. So he contacted the company, was really nice about it, and they wrote back and went, oh, look, there's some discrepancy with the cans, yeah. But anyway, thanks for the heads up.
Ooh,
on you go.
I don't like that.
And I'm like, hang on a minute. They did not even offer to replace. You spent like $40 on that 4-pack of beer and you got ripped off, and they didn't even offer to give you some free beer.
Oh, this is going to, surely in a situation like that, you should get like an intravenous pipe with a big bag full of beer, and they just said, stick this in you. This will keep you going for the next 20 years.
Well, that's right. And like, because they even admitted they knew about the problem. So they know they're ripping people off.
And they didn't
even give him free beer.
Probably
because too many people, like Australians, mate, have gone, hey, mate, I gotta wear all my beer's gone. It's not in the can.
By the way, Straney's mate was Straney.
I have a friend.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Guys, Nick Acosta is here with us this morning. Your fiery red hair is amazing. Playing a couple of gigs in the region, one at the Heritage Hotel.
This is a show not to be missed. Tomorrow night, oh yes.
It's still tickets available if you want to get along. Now, Nika, it's safe to say you were literally born into music.
Yes, yes. My dad was a composer, producer, arranger. So he worked with a bunch of musical legends like Frank Sinatra and, everybody, Dinah Washington and Sarah Vaughan and all kinds of people back then.
Yeah, so like pioneers of music.
Yes,
can we
just
go back to Frank Sinatra,
because
the story about you and Frank Sinatra on the lawn of the White House, I mean, oh my gosh, this is definitely
crazy.
One that you should be dining out on for the rest of your life. I know I would be.
Well, I was 8, and Frank and I had done a duet for this charity that Nancy Reagan was putting on, like for grandparents to foster kids. So anyway, we did this song, and then Nancy had a luncheon at the White House, and so we went and we played. And, you know, I mean, I'd spent a lot of time around Frank before, you know, in my life, because my dad worked with him and he was kind of like Uncle Frank. But this was, you know, I knew it was a big deal, clearly, to be at the White House, and, you know.
But you must look back, like I was reading all of your history, and you must look back at it, and so many pinnacle moments and people that you've worked with.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked with everyone.
Yeah.
And you've worked with all these names that everybody wants to work with. Prince and Coldplay and Eric Clapton. And
yeah.
I mean, absolute legends. Frank Sinatra, as we mentioned.
Yep.
Like, how do you pinpoint one moment in time where you go, actually, that was the pinnacle. That was over everything else. It must be so difficult.
Well, Prince is a pretty big one. And also, we've developed a relationship, you know, a friendship. He mentored me for like 15 years. Like, he was so generous with advice and support and everything. So that was kind of like, just meeting him was this amazing day in my life that I'll never forget. But then it just kept going.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of turned into a real cherished kind of, you know, life memory. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. But it's trippy, you know, and hopefully it's, you know, all still going.
I've got to ask, so you've been brought up in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've seen behind the scenes that you can share with us that was just like, oh my God, so there was this one time that I saw blah, blah, kissing blah, blah, or like, because you would have seen a lot.
What goes on in Hollywood stays in Hollywood.
I mean, you know, we did go to a few kind of Golden Globe after parties, Oscar after parties that, you know, go late into the night that were pretty amazing. And, you know, a huge house. We went to Prince's house one year after one of the, and, you know, everybody ends up there. Everyone, they're all carrying their Oscars around and whatever. And you just at the buffet table together, you know, just, do you like the salmon? You know, like whatever. And then, you know, you'll peer into, you'll be walking to the, find the bathroom, and then you'll peer into some room and Joni Mitchell's there on the floor just singing to like whoever wants to, just hanging out, you know, or Matthew McConaughey like had his drums on, and it was bongoing, you know, because Prince always had these jams set up like just in the middle of the living room. So like, you know, you'd say, you know, Herbie Hancock and Alicia Keys and Matthew McConaughey and
just, you know, just ready to go at any
just
time.
Just random. You know, he's always ready. He's got his drum. Yeah, but I don't know.
That's pretty amazing, just in and of itself.
It is.
All right, all right. Okay, Nicka, enough of the talking. Gang, we definitely want to hear Nicka Costa sing Heritage Hotel tomorrow night. This is going to be amazing. Nicka, take it away with, we're doing a cover. You want to do a cover?
Yeah, give us a taste of what we can expect tomorrow night.
He's been days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Well, since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose, yeah. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, say nothing can take away these blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a soul. Oh, yeah. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Well, tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every boy I see, but they'd only remind me of you. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? Guess what he told me? He said, girl, you better try to have fun, no matter what you do. But he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
Incredible performance. Nick Acosta.
Justin Stanley on guitar.
Don't forget the Heritage Hotel tomorrow night. We're looking forward to catching up with her there at the Heritage Hotel in Bulleye. For all the ticket details, go to wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.